obvious, publicly obvious, that you don't believe a word of the stuff. You'd be seen smiling with them, enjoying a joke, as the tatter used to say. Tell the papers how ridiculous it all is, because it is, isn't it? Why did you leave him?
I didn't want to live in a tatty little cottage and wash and cook and bear witness to his saintliness all my life. Am I the bitch of all time?
But I always thought of women like being wives and mothers, and that was why they did it.
Underneath all the cynicism, you're really very romantic, aren't you? It's what's wrong with your novels.
You must write one sometime, and I'll be the first to tell you what's wrong with it. You'll find you appreciate it enormously.
Oh, well, would you really do that? Because, actually, I've been asked to write one. Stella Landsman wants to publish it.
Before you've even done it, lucky you.
I told her the general idea and she loved it.
So all you have to do now is add boiling water, stir and serve. Not about Dan, is it?
Who'd want to read it? About television and what really goes on.
Ah, everyone will want to read that. Put me in it and I will sew your boots off. But they're nice boots, incidentally.
You're not really in television, are you?
It's funny you should say that, because I may be about to be dragged in some of the way by Mike Claude.
Oh, I love Mike. He's so...
regularly and systematically devious.
Energetic.
He's roped me into this syndicate that's hoping to get the Orwell franchise next time around. The present lot get rotten ratings and they haven't got a duke on the board, which Sir Mike seems to think he will. In a meritocratic, egalitarian first-past-the-post society, even the dimmest duke makes a hell of a difference, apparently. How's Alan Parks these days? A panjandrum, I gather, but still carrying that banner with the strange device Excelsior.
I don't see Alan all that often.
Once you've climbed the ladder, you throw it aside.
You really are being remarkably unpleasant. Why?
Well, you've punctured my morning so that I shan't have done my conscientious 1,000 words, which I shall have to do this afternoon instead of playing middle-aged soccer in the park. And
I'll go before the and bit, shall I?
And you'd really love Dan to be guilty, wouldn't you? Which is the thing.
I'd love him to be human. I'd love him to have done something in the last 100 years that wasn't the right thing. But I certainly don't want them to do anything to him.
What, such a send him to prison for 5 years and ruin his life forever? It's very Christian of you, Joyce. In the great tradition, I'd say.
You know Middleford, where we used to live?
Do I?
Only I bought a cottage not far away. It's in the Orwell catchment area, so if you want me, I do sort of qualify.
I'll mention it to Mike. Meanwhile, I'll give Dan a ring, if you'll give me the number, and tell him we're all on his side, some of us. And I'd alert Mike to get busy.
I did hope you would.
All you have to do is say how totally upright in the non-ithyphallic sense your admirable ex has always been.
Ithyphallic would be nearer the mark in my experience. But then, being sorry for a woman never was much of a turn-on, was it? Have you got Mike's number?
Of course, but I'll call him and tell him about Dan.
I could get on to him about this TV thing.
I'm sure he'd be delighted if you got on to him. Here's the number, somewhere. Here.
I'm sorry about your morning.
When she came and kissed him with just a slight lift of her new heels, he smiled his married man's smile, and wondered whether he had made the little pilot light in her loins flare a touch more brightly than usual on a Wednesday morning.
How many covers do you think we did for lunch?
95?
102. And guess how many people are coming to the wedding?
The same?
Minimum.
Aren't I lucky to have the chance to make a cake that big, am I?
You do understand, don't you, Johnny?
Of course. You punishing me for that boy on the beach at Diana Marina.
Never expected fidelity.
All the same.
I love you, Johnny. And you know it, to the hilt, if not further on suitable occasions. But there's one thing you and I can't do, and that's make babies.
You want to show me.
I want to have a child.
You should have been a woman.
Play it as it lays, dear. That's the way of this piss-spot of a world, isn't it? You're supposed to be Italian. Says so in your passport. You know all about sons and heirs. I shall think of him as ours, you know, when he's born.
Yours and mine,
as well as hers.
Have you thought what you're doing to her?
What do you care?
She's a desperate woman. She needs a real man, but she also fears them.
That's why she's marrying a poof. I know that. It doesn't matter.